record?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so
what was your story about?
My story is about RJ Media in general.
That's a big topic. Mm-hmm. Right.
So how long has RJ Media been around?
Well, student media at Regis Jesuit's been around for a long time, you know, 100 plus years in some form. I started advising the student media in 2007, I would say. And we branded it RJ Media about 4 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. I think the program, well, obviously the program has grown quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. So do you have a background in journalism?
I did not have a background in journalism going into advising student media and teaching the journalism classes. I raised my hand in an English department meeting 1 year when the Jesuit Scholastic, who had been advising the student newspaper at the boys' division and teaching a journalism class, there was one for seniors, was leaving, and the department chair for the English said, who would like to try being the moderator for the newspaper? And I raised my hand. And at that time, I taught one journalism class, and I advised the student newspaper, the Raider Review, just at the boys' division. But I fell in love with it right away. And because I did not have a background in it, I decided to pursue becoming part of the Colorado High School Press Association and the Journalism Education Association, the National Association for Journalism Educators. And I started going to a lot of conferences, state workshops, national conferences twice a year, and learning as much as I could. And then I enrolled in Kent State University in Ohio, an online program for my master's degree in journalism. So I do have a background in it now. And I just finished my master's in journalism. It was a program for journalism teachers.
Okay, so now that you're the head of RJ Media, what is your main focus for it?
Well, I don't like to see myself as the head of it. I like to see what I encourage and what I think is starting to develop is that the student editors are at the head of it. It is their company. It is their publication. I see myself as the advisor, the teacher. So I'll teach the skills and then I advise them on making decisions. But I let the student editors make the content decisions, whether that's for the magazine, the website, the sports production, the TV show, the radio, whatever it is. So I guess I see my role as a coach more than a teacher. I help teach the skills. I open doors for students and offer opportunities for them to be real journalists. Mm-hmm. And I think a role of a journalism advisor in high school is to be a facilitator, to put students in the right positions to lead, but then back away so that the student newspaper, the student magazine, whatever the medium, whether it's newspaper, magazine, yearbook, TV, radio, that it is student-run and that it is for the students, by the students.
Okay. So since you're saying that it's run by the students, who do you have an idea who the successors will be since most of the seniors are graduating this year?
That's a great question. I suppose the answer is yes, we have an idea of who some of the successors in some of the areas will be, but not all. And I think that's one of the more exciting things about student journalism, because we get a lot of students come through the program, whether they're taking a Journalism 1 class or in a club, and who get really into it and who start to develop the skills and who we see as potential leaders. And we have not, although I've tried at times, developed a formula or a comprehensive, structure for nominating or retooling the staff or getting new people. We've tried a lot of different things, and my choice has been to kind of leave it open and help students discern whether or not media could be their thing or one of their very few things that they do, because it does take time and energy and passion. And this year we do have some great leaders, fantastic senior leadership, but we also have some juniors and even some sophomores who are leaders in their own right. So I guess the answer is, in some of the branches of the company, we have an idea of who might be leading. But some of them we won't know until May or maybe even August.
Okay.
Sometimes I get students that come to my summer camp or go with us to a camp that we do at Rock Canyon who then emerge as leaders. And students, even like, we don't have a thing where you have to be a senior to be a leader in a certain program, or you got to pay, you know. I've had students, you know, step up really early on, students like yourself who have done such a good job as reporters and grown so much, who would be fabulous leaders for the program. We have a sophomore now who's doing some leadership, you know, who's been in the program for 1 year. So I really try to, you know, we keep it kind of open.
Mm-hmm. So you said you had a summer camp. So what's that for, really?
So we do two things. We go to Rock Canyon High School for a week in June. It's called Rethink. It's actually 4 days, and it's called a Rethink Camp, and it's run by the Colorado Student Media Association, which I'm a part of. We just had our board meeting here on Saturday, as I mentioned. And it's a camp for teachers on one side and then students, leaders from their staff. So leaders from their magazine, yearbook, online, whatever it is, staff, to come and start talking about and learning from some of the best teachers in the state and students from in the state, and talking about their publications for next year. I'd love for you to come. It's really cool.
Okay.
And then we do another one. We do a 3-day one here in August to kind of get RJ Media going for the year. And that one's really, I let the leaders who are going to come help me design what that's going to look like. And we try to think new things every year. But I have a lot of ideas. I mean, I have a lot of, there's a lot of opportunity. I would love at some point to take a bus tour. I've seen staffs do it. So you would take them 3 weeks in the summer. And you would get on a bus, and you would just drive maybe to California. And you stop in towns along the way, and you do journalism. You make like little video packages on a little town or a local business owner or a rancher or, you know, somebody that works at a homeless shelter. Like, you just stop in a town, stay overnight, get out of the bus, and just go and be journalists. That would be the coolest thing ever.
Okay, so is that like your favorite goal?
That's one of the goals that I just, time commitment wise, it's a big one. But I'd also love to do some documentary filmmaking kind of journalism, where we would, let's say, during the summer, take a trip to the Dominican Republic, or Cuba, or Nicaragua. And we would go down there as a sort of a vice journalism kind of crew and do some social justice reporting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Okay, so far since you started, what has been your favorite and least favorite part of your media?
Oh, good question. My favorite part is watching students go to the scene and tell stories, report and write about things that they would otherwise not learn more about without having gone there to report, whether that's someone's house, the courthouse, a professional game, a college, a meeting, behind the scenes somewhere. For students, to watch students experience, for me, the most important thing from my role is the experience that the student journalist gets in being a journalist, in seeing and listening and being able to empathize with people in places they didn't know as much about until they went there as a reporter. Then very close second would be what they do for their audience, but first and foremost, it's just that experience. So I love watching students walk through doors that student journalism opens for them and excel, you know, and go contact that source that they thought they couldn't get, or do a phone interview with a reporter in Syria, or go interview the governor, or look into a story about, you know, school policy, or sit and hear from somebody who's a cancer survivor. Whatever the case may be, watching students sort of transcend the relationship between their assignment and the teacher or the class and turn it into something even more meaningful, which is real reporting for a real audience about real people.
Mm-hmm. So my final question is...
I guess though I didn't answer your second part, the hardest thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the hardest thing is organization. And along with that, I think comes grading. I think grading in a traditional sense, assigning grades and having high expectations for this kind of work is tricky because not everyone's working on the same kind of assignment. I'm not getting 60 Macbeth essays to read. You know, there's 60 different stories. And when they're going out and interviewing real people and doing stories that are, you know, authentic, that kind of authentic learning, I think, is hard to develop a consistent system and a fair system of grading and accountability. And that has been a challenge for me.
Okay. So I'd like to end it in this interview by asking you, is there anyone else you think I should interview?
Well, I think you would be wise to get some testimonials from some folks that have been involved with RJ Media. And by that I mean asking them what being a RJ Media reporter, editor, whatever they are, has taught them about life. You know, has whether they're going to go into a media-oriented field or not, what kind of skills have they learned and practiced that are going to help them in college and in life beyond school? I think asking them that would be really interesting for me to see, and pretty cool for me to see. You know, hopefully I think the folks that are in RJ Media feel like they're part of something, part of a family. And that's ultimately, I think, the goal. You're part of a family that transcends the traditional classroom relationship between student and teacher. And that happens in a lot of classes. In a lot of areas, and I certainly hope that it's happening here. So, yeah, I think you should talk to leaders of the program. So Tyler and Colin and Nathan and Maddie, Merritt, and Patrick Britty. You should talk to Patrick.